There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, it's the pinnacle of the week. Yes, hump day, and Ty Bollinger, he's not home. And I know you're out there doing good work, good mission, but you should be home because next week we're coming to see you.
Well, I will be home, Lord willing, by next week, and looking forward to the visit. Looking forward to getting home tomorrow, by the way. It's been a long road trip, and it's going to be exciting to be able to see Charlene and the kids and give them all a big hug tomorrow when I get home, finally.
I cannot believe you've been on the road again, and since the last week you were on the road, and you're still on the road. Now, I think to say that you've been doing a worthwhile endeavor would be an understatement. Last week you told me some of the things you're going to be doing during the week this week, including seeing our good friend John Rappaport. Were you able to connect with John?
I did. I actually connected with John last Friday down at his homes north of San Diego and got a really good interview with him. It was very privileged to meet John for the first time. I had not met him before last week. Heard him, emails to him, spoke to him on the phone, but never was able to talk to him face-to-face until last Friday. Great guy, by the way.
Extraordinary wealth of information, in my opinion, a national treasure. We'll look back one day and say John was one of the great minds of the 20th, 21st century and what he's been able to write and reveal for all of us. So I'm grateful that he's part of the Truth About Cancer series international edition coming up in the fall. Any other highlights from this past week, if you can even remember, because you've just been dizzying the pace that you've been on.
Wow, yeah. I guess the last time that we talked was last Wednesday, and were we in Seattle?
Yes. You had connected with Jonathan Wright after the show.
That's right, yeah, and an amazing interview, actually, with Jonathan Wright, and then also with the doctor that works there with him, Dr. Gaston, they're using the Brzezinski method. Apparently what happened last year, Robert, I know we interviewed Dr. Brzezinski for the Quest for the Cures,
right.
And he had said at that point the FDA had freed him up to use the antineoplastons again. What we didn't learn until recently was that there's a caveat, and it's basically that Brzezinski can't do it. Anybody else can do it except the man that invented the treatment.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of that, Dr. Gaston is working with Dr. Brzezinski to kind of get around the fine print and is doing these treatments on a lot of children. And unfortunately, we're losing children because the FDA is now holding up the application. It's called an NDI.
Yes.
And they're holding these things up until the children die. And
wow.
I got a fascinating interview with Dr. Gaston, who shared that with us, and he's just fighting mad because these kids are dying because the FDA will not allow them access to these treatments that could save their life.
Right. And how was Dr. Wright, by the way? I mean, he's just a living legend. He's been at this for so many years, one of the pioneers as well.
Yeah, he's great. Dr. Wright is an awesome guy, and he was actually wearing purple. I told him when we got there to his office that RSV said he was going to be wearing purple, and sure enough, he was.
Yeah, I wore a purple shirt when we were in London together to do the medical conference we were speaking at, and it was so funny because he had that day he had a purple jacket and a green shirt, so he pulled off his purple jacket since I was wearing purple, and he said that was okay, that was a good balance.
Yeah. So that was a really fun interview with Dr. Wright as well, because he's a very eclectic guy, and his office there in his clinic is a very eclectic collection of paraphernalia, let's just say. And so it was one of the most interesting backdrops that we had for the interviews was there with Dr. Wright in his office. So we went from there. We flew down to L.A., did some interviews in L.A. on Friday, and then we went to San Diego, interview with John, and then we hit the Mexican clinic starting Saturday.
Oh man, that is just, like I said, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for the next round and all that's going to be revealed in that. And safe journey home, my friend, as well. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you because we're all going to be road tripping up. Our friends, you know, along with you and me, Dr. Frank King's going to join us, and we've got Dr. Michael Haley from Stockton LO1 will be speaking, and Paul Bertero with the Echo Water that we love is going to be there, and I'm, you know, road tripping up with the whole family. So on the way up in Atlanta, I'm going to be, and this is just not to make you hungry and jealous, but I'm going to be at R. Thomas like you were last time when I couldn't be with you. And the plan is Tuesday evening to broadcast live from R. Thomas in Atlanta for all of our Atlanta listeners. Come on down to R. Thomas, 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesday evening, and we should be broadcasting live, God willing.
Oh, no, I can't believe I'm going to miss R. Thomas, but that's great. I'm glad you're going to be able to go there with the family. And we're looking forward to getting you up there. Then on Thursday, Charlene has been running around with the kids, and they've been getting certain special things for you and for Nancy and Elijah and Ari to be able to enjoy when you come up there to the house. I'm not going to give away the secrets, but it'll be a fun visit.
Oh, just so excited. Well, listen, you know, this is a mission and a passion we share, and it's great when we get families together. That's why I'm saying if you can come to the Nashville, Tennessee, the 24th through the 27th, the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, you don't have to be a colon hydrotherapist to attend. And
you don't even have to be one to speak there. I'm speaking, right?
Right, yeah. As far as I know, you're not a colon hydrotherapist, and no one's mistaken you for one lately.
No, they haven't. But, yeah, I still get a chance to speak, which I'm really thankful for. It's going to be fun to be able to get together with everyone there.
Yeah, and the people there, I visited them when they were in the Orlando area a year ago or so, and they were just such warm-hearted. What a group. They really care. They are compassionate about healing and doing the right thing, and those are the kind of folks we like to be with. So that's upcoming. Now, not that I've been delaying covering news stories, which is not nearly as interesting on some level as just chatting with you about what's going on out there, but Claire McCaskill is in the news again. She's the senator, I think, from Missouri. Is that right? If you remember her, she was in the vaccine hearing. She was just praising, gushing, salivating all over doctors who were promoting vaccines. Everybody needs them. I mean, this woman was cloying. It was so annoying. And she is now, as a high-ranking Democrat in the Senate, she's probing, not to mention she's not a colon hydrotherapist, but she's probing retailers and online companies about sales of what they call dubious dietary supplements, especially those promising seniors protection from memory loss, dementia, and other age-related problems.
Dubious. What might these dubious supplements be?
Well, anything that's not an FDA-approved drug, perhaps. She mentioned a few. I don't know all of these supplements by name. These Brain Awake, Dementia Drops, Food for the Brain, claiming to ease forms of dementia such as Alzheimer's. But there are no drugs that do this. And certainly things that can detoxify heavy metals like particularly aluminum in this case, but mercury as well, and bring selenium into the system can reverse these things. Bringing more fat into the system can reverse these things. Would she speak against the ingestion of supplements that bring things in that can reverse these things? I have a sense that she would, based on her outlandish behavior as a senator. She knows nothing about this, but she's grandstanding.
Of course you would, because as we look at the entire health industry, it's not about using things that work. It's about, increasing the profit, the bottom line of pharmaceutical companies. And I guarantee if you look at her biggest contributors, they're going to be pharma. I guarantee it. And I've not looked at it, but I guarantee it. That's who's giving her money.
Right. Now, she sent a letter, or somebody did, on her behalf to Walmart CEO Doug McMillan and McCaskill's asking to better understand Walmart's policies and practices related to dietary supplements. I am not a big fan of sending anyone to the mass market to get a dietary supplement. That's not to say there aren't some good ones available there, but as a general rule, you're not going to get any support by knowledgeable people about what's being sold there. They're trying to buy things as cheap as possible. To sell as cheap as possible, which is an advantage for people who are economically challenged. But yeah, to get the best stuff may not be the best place to go.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry, Robert, what you said just kind of went in and out because I'm on a bad connection here. But back to the big pharma, I wanted to make a point. I just interviewed, I think it was yesterday, the days are kind of running together on me, but I interviewed a doctor at the Hope for Cancer Clinic. And he's a scientist that worked for several years for Big Pharma. And he said that the thing that got him out of working for Big Pharma is they never
in all their business planning meetings and all of their upper level board meetings, they never discussed the health of the patients ever. He said that was not on the agenda. The only thing that we ever discussed was what will make us more money. And at that point, he realized that he was really doing work that was not helping people.
So in his case, did he leave then to try and find some meaning in what he had intended his life's work to be?
Yes. Yeah, he left, and now he's doing scientific research for Dr. Tony Jimenez down at the Hope for Cancer Clinic in Tijuana.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, yeah. I love those stories because, you know, sometimes we have doctors that get so frustrated with what's happened with Obamacare and other things that they just leave the profession outright and go, I'm done, and they'll go into business and do something else. So if they had the passion for healing and they found a way to actually get into it, it's just sad that they have to leave the United States to do it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, and it's really encouraging though. I've been encouraged on the trip. I've been tired, but I've been see the just the fantastic people that are helping cancer patients worldwide. It's been a great journey. I'm just so happy that I'll get to get home tomorrow.
Well, when we get together, we'll get together with Dr. King. Maybe we'll grab some 911 burnout remedy when he's not looking.
I'll take it. I'll take two bottles, please.
Yeah, you know, as I'm prepping to move the studio, I'm doing the same thing. Just, you know, working. It feels like you're working around the clock, even when you're not. You're still moving in your dreams, and you wake up and you're like, wow, I'm more sore than I was. Like I didn't sleep. I was still boxing.
Yep, and that's what I'm waking up dreaming about these interviews, but they're going to be good. And I tell you what, Robert, this global quest that we're going to air in October is just going to be something that's incredible. There's just no way to describe the footage and the interviews that we've been getting over these last few months as we travel.
Absolutely incredible what's already been revealed and how many lives have been transformed for the better, and it's only going to be more of them. And that's what we're doing here. Of course, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Ty Bollinger and friends at cancertruth.net. Of course, the book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, unlockthepowertoheal.com, or through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, still selling and helping people everywhere. I'm hearing stories that are really great. Working still on expanding it. Be patient, because between Ty's travels and my work daily on the radio show, we're moving in that right direction, and we're going to get there soon.
Absolutely going to get there soon. We are moving in the right direction, seeing a lot of progress. Very encouraging. It's what we're doing is very encouraging. We're seeing people's lives being changed. That's what it's all about.
All right, TMB, go get into that hotel there before you head home and transfer. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Ty Bollinger. We're stepping outside the box even further as he's going around the world, getting more stories here on revealing the truth, the facts and the truth about how to prevent cancer and reverse cancer without, yes, I say this, without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Oh, my gosh, Claire McCaskill just had an aneurysm. No, I'm just kidding. I know that's not a nice joke. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Way is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Way and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com and 800-700-2184.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott, with TMB on the break here, absolutely losing, not my mind, but losing time. I don't know what, I'm looking at it like, what, we're coming back already? Come on. This is what happens
when somebody
wasn't
watching the clock.
Oh, yeah, get me back, Super Don. I know. I was hard on the producer last hour, but he deserved it. No, he didn't. No, he's always wonderful. TMB, it's like that picture, you know, when we went to the Braves game in Atlanta a couple of years back. Yeah. We just, you know, we get together and time is irrelevant. It just kind of flows. Like, you just show up places and like, wow, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Medical condition, right?
Yeah, blood sugar. Oh, my gosh. Here we are, the Robert Scott Bell Show, outside the box, each and every Wednesday. That's hump day. Let's go to talk cancer. Obviously, a wheelhouse scenario, Cancer Step Outside the Box, the book that everybody should read if they haven't already. HealthFinder.gov has an interesting article about breast cancer. They say this. Now, are you sitting down, Ty?
I am.
Okay. This is a shocker to you. You would never get forgiven. Okay. Pesticide used decades ago may raise breast cancer risk decades later, meaning now. Can you imagine they're acknowledging that the higher exposure to DDT in the womb is now linked to a fourfold increase in the risk of breast cancer now, no, all those years later?
Yeah, it's not shocking that it's linked to breast cancer. I mean, that's pretty self-evident. We've seen the studies. It's shocking that they're admitting that it's linked to breast cancer, right? And we look at DDT,
that was what caused the polio. It wasn't the polio virus necessarily. It was DDT that caused polio, right? If you remember that, remember a lot of the research that we've read, Liam has done on the DDT and many other.
Well, exactly. But you're right about the shocking thing that they're actually acknowledging the role, because it, doesn't this kind of throw a wrench in their idea that, you know, cancer is genetic? They always like to say that, and it's probably your genes. Well, I mean, maybe you should smoke a little less, but that's about all they'll tell you.
Yeah, it does throw a little monkey wrench into that. But, you know, we've talked about this before, Robert. Even on the American Cancer Society website, they only show that 5% of cancers have a genetic link. So even the mainstream compromised websites are not saying that cancer is genetic, but the doctors are. So, you know, we still get the spiel that you got a bum gene, you got bad luck, bad genes, whatever. But even the mainstream oncology websites like ACS, 5% genetic, the rest is environmentally related to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these are the things that kind of throw a wrench in the ointment, as I mentioned this. Like on the Claire McCaskills of the world, grandstanding in Congress and the Senate, doing the bidding of Big Pharma in defense of a monopoly on treatment, for instance. You know, how dare a dietary supplement company reference anything like dementia? You know, you're deceiving these old people. No, these old people have been deceived by doctors for decades, and that's why they're having dementia in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's not a drug deficiency disease. It's a deficiency of certain things that you can get from dietary supplements and, of course, whole unprocessed organic foods.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we got a chance to go down to Mexico over the weekend and saw some of the clinics, and that's the thing that they all have in common, is that they're eating whole, organic, unprocessed foods. That's the staple of all the diets. One of the interesting things for me yesterday, Robert, was to be able to go to the biomedical center in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. It used to be called the Hoxie Clinic.
Oh, right.
Named after Harry Hoxie. This was the place that we wanted to take my father when he was diagnosed with cancer. Unfortunately, he died from the surgery 25 days later. We never had a chance to take him there. But yeah. That was where we had found that that was the place that we wanted to take Dad. So it's really neat for me to be able to go down there and meet the people that are working there, to meet Liz Jonas. Liz Jonas is the sister of Mildred Nelson. Mildred Nelson was the chief nurse for Harry Hoxie. That's kind of the relationship. But we met yesterday, Robert, a lady that is 4 decades out of a pancreatic cancer diagnosis. Now, last year we interviewed Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. He's got a patient that's 35 years out. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, at that time, that was the longest survivor of pancreatic cancer in the world. Well, this lady is 40 years out, and so we got a chance to interview her yesterday, and she used a Hoxie tonic to treat her cancer.
Mm. You know, it transforms the entire perspective on not only cancer but all chronic degenerative diseases when you start looking at life this way. But it is a shocking thing, especially to those eugenicists like Bill Gates who want to see a reduction in population. Oh my gosh, what would happen if people weren't having to either have cancer or much less die of it or die of the treatment for it? But then again, that brings up other issues. We're going to take a break here. DDD exposure, by the way, fat-soluble toxins, persistent organic pollutants, detoxify. We talk about liver, kidney, lymph, whatever mechanism you have. A lot of them are revealed in Cancer Step Outside the Box and the ongoing series, The Truth About Cancer, The Quest for the Cures, continues. And we'll continue with TMB after this. Low-fat milk, scarce in poor neighborhoods. We're celebrating. We'll tell you why.
Woo-hoo!
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And GMB, as we go outside the box each and every week, and whenever he's not traveling, which is almost never nowadays, sometimes he fills in for me, which is like totally cool. But that'll be a while when you get home long enough and you'll go, okay, I've got some extra time.
I'm going to be able to do that soon. I'm going home tomorrow and not really traveling for any considerable period of time for the near future. So looking forward to that. I look forward to filling in for you some days.
Yeah, no, it's fun when you and Super Don do your thing and get some guests on too. It switches it up very nicely, and I appreciate that.
So looking forward to that, and also seeing anybody who can meet us in Nashville next week. It's starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week, the 24th or the 27th, I believe, somewhere in that range. We'll be to Nashville, Tennessee. And, of course, this Tuesday, the 23rd, planning to broadcast live from R. Thomas on Peachtree Road or Peachtree Street there in Atlanta. See my good buddy Richard Thomas. He'll put a bird on my head during the broadcast. And I'll have a Blue Moon, organic yerba mate, and who knows what else. We'll have a good time. So
yeah, some of the chicken wings.
Yeah, the wings are something. I mean, if you're into chicken wings, I don't know if they're paleo or vegan or pegan or pagan. We did that. Did you hear about that mix, the paleo and vegan? And we're not sure if it's pagan or pegan.
Pegans, yeah, I've heard about that.
All right, so we covered that as well. Hey, this is a story here about milk, and we covered some raw, real milk stories last week, but low-fat milk is evidently scarce in poor neighborhoods. Now, you and I, Ty, we're going, hey, that's awesome. You know, we don't need to put some milk that's been adulterated and ripped apart and brought into these poor neighborhoods, because what is it? Pasteurized, homogenized milk actually increases cardiovascular disease, particularly in African Americans. This has been science revealed many years ago. Yet they're saying, hey, we need more pasteurized, low-fat milk in these places.
Mm-hmm. Well, are we surprised that they're giving us bad recommendations? Oh, and while we're on the heart disease subject, Dr. Jonathan Wright shared something that was very fascinating.
Yep.
He said that, and I think it was something like 80%, you have an 80% reduction in heart attacks if you just give blood twice a year. Did you know that?
Well, I knew it only because I was hanging out with Jonathan in London, and I interviewed him about that prior to being there. But, yes, I know it's an interesting thing. Just the simple act of donating blood, really changes the equation of what they call, I don't know if it's a viscosity issue. You talked about turbulence, eddies and currents in there creating inflammation and damage to the certain vascular areas. And it was interesting. So I said, I said women have an advantage if they have, you know, with their menstrual period, they have some loss of blood each month. And men, the only way they can do it is have hemorrhoids.
So, or just give blood twice a year is what he said,
right.
Actually.
Okay, yes. Yeah. You do that way. Now, on the low-fat kind of concept of milk, for instance, these were guidelines we reported on earlier in the year in February. Buried on page 91 of the 572-page scientific report of the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, quote now, previously the dietary guidelines for Americans recommended that cholesterol intake be limited to no more than 300 milligrams a day. The 2015 DGAC will not bring forward this recommendation because available evidence shows no appreciable relationship between consumption of dietary cholesterol and serum blood cholesterol levels. And yet they're still reporting about the danger of saturated fat and cholesterol in terms of creating heart disease. When we would say increase the cholesterol, increase the fat, you're going to reduce your chances for cardiovascular risk, as well as, talk about dementia. You won't have dementia if you have higher cholesterol.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, they're demonizing cholesterol. Cholesterol's not really the issue. I had an interesting interview today. I can't tell you who with yet. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be in the Quest for the Cure's very well-known man in the health industry, in the health realm. And one of the things that he did to treat his cancer naturally and to get it to turn it around within 40 days, and I thought this was very interesting, one of the most interesting things I've heard, was eating raw eggs, raw grass-fed beef, and raw salmon because of all of the good fats in it.
Wow. All right. Yeah, they don't want to alter the fats. It's interesting. So we'll follow up on that soon, too. But, coming back to this article, concern that lower-income neighborhoods, poor neighborhoods, having a lack of low-fat milk, for us, that's not a problem. That's a benefit. And what we would like to see, if you're doing dairy, put goats and cows in the low-income neighborhoods so that they can actually have raw, real, whole milk from healthy animals if they're pasture-fed, for instance. And, milk is a very building food, a growing food, if you will, and it can be very appropriate, especially if you're not getting a lot of nutrition. A lot of nutrition can be found in those raw dairy products.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we saw when we were in Mexico, was even in the slums, you'd see some cows. You'd see the cows, and so that's where they don't go down to the corner store to get their milk. They milk the cow, and so even in the very, very poor areas. And by the way, they are, if you haven't been to Mexico, to that area, it's an extreme culture shock when you leave from the United States in San Diego, go across the border to Tijuana. It's really like another world. But even in the poor neighborhoods there, you see the cows.
Well, speaking of home food production, whether it be your own dairy cow or dairy goat, what about growing your own food, which has been a big message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we go outside the box? You have a great garden. We grow vertically where we are. We're looking to have a raised bed garden where we're going to be. But it's not fiction. Here's the headline from realpharmacy.com. It's not fiction. Nearly 100 million Americans live with illegal gardening. Illegal gardening. What is illegal gardening?
I don't know. What is an illegal garden? I
mean, Super Don, do you have a look at this thing? What's an illegal garden? Are they growing cannabis in a state that doesn't allow it? What are they talking about
you
here?
You know what? The root of this problem here is three letters.
Three letters.
You know what HOA stands for?
Oh no. Yeah, I know. That's why we want to get out of here. Homeowners associations. They restrict you from going gardens. Particularly maybe on the side of the house or the front of the house. Is that what this article is about?
Yeah, you're only allowed to have a garden, if you want to be official. Yeah. Article 6, Section 10. Vegetable gardens shall be allowed in the rear or side portions of said lots only. There you go.
Wow. You shall count to three, but not four. Never five, right? Wow. It's like the holy hand grenade. Don't grow food in the front yard. Well, I use a picture in my presentations when I have the slides on the PowerPoint, and one of them is what I consider health sovereignty, and it's a picture of a house that has gardens all the way around it. No grass other than wheat grass to eat and drink, but this is what health will be, to restore health to the people of this planet, particularly in this country, in America, where most people are listening, but also in England, Canada, elsewhere. When we start growing gardens all the way around the house, we'll know we'll have recovered our sanity and our nutritional integrity.
Yeah, that reminds me of the tour we had this last Saturday in Carlsbad, California, with Dr. Patrick Quillen. We went to his house, and you know he's written the best-selling book, Beating Cancer with Nutrition, and he gave us a tour of I think every plant and every tree and shrub and bush in his yard, and they're not typical bushes; these are fruit-bearing. Vegetable bearing. So he doesn't grow grass or bushes. He grows food in every aspect of the meaning. And he gave us a tour and told us about the different phytonutrients in each of these plants and in the vegetables and the fruits. And we got a chance to taste them. Very, very fascinating. Robert, I tasted a fig that tasted like it was just made of pure sugar. It just melted in your mouth.
That's a candy food if there ever was one.
Oh, it's fantastic. But that's something that's going to be in the next documentary as well, walking through Dr. Quillen's garden with him.
Well, I take it he's got no homeowners association.
No, I'm guessing that he doesn't. And because that takes me back to the days we used to watch Duck Dynasty a lot. And one of the funniest episodes is they're having issues with chickens in their yard. And one of the characters says, the wife tells him, she says, you can't do this because the HOA tells us we can't. And he goes, are you serious? Are you telling me that this is a group of people that we pay money to tell us what we can and can't do on our own property? And that's pretty much sums up HOAs, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You know, hey, listen, you can have a garden in your backyard, but the other three sides, you gotta pump it full of Roundup, right? Just to keep your green lawn.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, you know, one interesting note here is that, you know, they call it illegal gardening in this article. Well, the homeowners associations really don't have a lot of power. It's not like you're going to get arrested and put in jail, but there are certain homeowner associations that could and do have the authority to foreclose your home should you violate the rules.
Yeah, we're taking your property. Why? Well, you're gardening illegally. That house is ours now. I mean, that's just insane. Again, this is something, if you're in a homeowners association, if you bought into one, if I had bought into one, I would be protesting every meeting on this issue. I haven't, and I'm not going to, but if you are living in one, if you're stuck there, plan now. Start strategizing in ways that you can counterbalance this, because more Roundup is being used in these HOA neighborhoods than in almost anywhere outside of the farms that Monsanto practically owns.
Yeah, and here's the thing about these, you know, growing your own food. Since when has that become a crime? You look back 100 years ago, and most people grew their own food. But over this last century, it has kind of morphed in the United States to where now it's not, you're thought of as being almost a weird person, a weirdo, if you grow your own food. You know, if you don't go to the store, but you grow your own food, it's kind of an aberrant type lifestyle. And so my question is, you know, when did this happen? Is this has just been something that's gradually happened over the course of the last century, and now if you grow your own food, you're thought to be kind of crazy?
Well, yeah, if we talk about being on a terror watch list, some of those things that they say, being a prepper, you know, growing your own food, storing your own food, storing food in case there's a disaster like that happens every year somewhere on the planet, much less somewhere in America. So it is a strange thing, but we've been programmed to such a degree that we look with suspicion on people who actually are closely connected to the land, like the arresting and the taking of children of families who have just recently, we've talked about, gone out camping for the summer on property they want to build on. They actually say, oh, no, that's not appropriate, and they take children away for that. So that's how far we've moved from the natural concepts. And, of course, we come to that fallacy of calling on nature, Super Don, you love so much from the Skeptics. It's like, oh, he mentioned nature. That's just not very scientific.
Well, yeah, if it's natural, that does not necessarily mean that it's good. Well, yeah. Of course it's not. No, you know, we go back to, you know, like Vygotsky talking about how, you know, jumping in a pool of sharks is it should be okay because they're natural, right?
Yeah.
I'm a moron.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Oh, my gosh, we're up on another break. That means TMB is one step closer to being home. Love to the entire TMB family. The Bollinger's waiting for you to come back, Ty. And we're going to be giving big hugs all the way around, getting the kids together next week around the time of the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy Conference. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. See you in Nashville next week. Atlanta earlier than that at Artonis on Tuesday evening. Back after this, telling you why we can't go to Virginia.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, coming up tomorrow, we got Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire Liberty, also from Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Fridays, of course, Dr. Frank King. He'll be with us in Nashville next week. And, oh, a special gift. My good buddy David Young's coming out with a new album, and he's going to make it available for free download for all of our listeners on Friday. So I
what
got
kind
some cool
of music
stuff.
Is that?
It's relaxing, contemplative. You know, you go get a massage, you have this kind of music. I mean, although he was a heavy metal rocker from New York all those years ago, he's made his fortune, I would say. But, I mean, he sold like a million CDs doing that kind of relaxing music that people just like to bliss out on.
Is there like a cover of Ozzy's Crazy Train or something maybe on there?
Nah, he's got some Beatles and George Harrison probably in there somewhere. But no. No Neil Diamond either, you'll be pleased to know. TMB,
yeah, well,
hey.
All right, I just might buy it now.
All right. No, you'll get it for free on Friday. We'll talk about that. So stick around. That's why you listen to Robert Scott Bell Show. Deals galore, including buy one, get one free at CannaVest for the CBD. Ty, before we go into the reason why we can't go to Virginia, we do a quick shout-out to Grandpa Super Don, because his daughter, Laura, is turning 19 today.
Wow.
19. Yes. See? You're totally older than me.
19 years old.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Yes. And I actually, if you go to my Facebook page, I put a video together for her. Last night, I was feeling very reminiscent. And
old.
And old. I know. Why do you keep bringing that up? You're older than me.
No, I don't have a 19-year-old.
Not
so that
long
makes you older.
That's because I got started earlier.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, see, you matured earlier than I did. Let's just say that.
Well, don't.
I wasn't mature or anything. Oh my goodness! All right, the silliness is on. We must be tired, and I know if anybody earned the right to be tired, it's TMB, as he's been traveling the world for the quest for the cures continues. Ty, all right, no snoring. But one thing I will tell you, when you get home, you cannot go back out to Virginia.
Okay.
There's a reason for this. And it's, I suppose you can go there for, with your wife. Virginia's for lovers. That's her saying. But just don't cuss. Not that you would, but Virginia just banned using cuss words in public. Now,
they banned using cuss words in public.
Yeah, and it's not like a law from the 1800s. And supposedly the police are actually enforcing this Virginia ban on curse words. If you go, like, in Arlington, you could face a fine of $250 if you say words that county officials have defined as profanity.
What? Who makes up? Who decides what's a curse word?
The Arlington County Board. I wonder if they went to the George Carlin seven words you can't say on television. I'm not sure. The potty language. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I mean, to have some group arbitrarily decide what's acceptable and not. It reminds me, there was a story, I think probably a decade ago, maybe 2005, 2007, mm-hmm. in Michigan, if you remember. They had banned using potty language in one of the private it was a Catholic school in Michigan, and one of the nuns actually got up in church and read through the list of banned words. Do you remember that?
No.
I mean, there was an awkward silence in the church after that, because she read through the whole list, but it's like...
I do remember that scene from the Blues Brothers when John Belushi's character, Jake and Elwood Blues, I think, he was cussing in front of the nun, and he was just getting whacked with the ruler, and every time he did, he got whacked, he cussed, yeah. And then he'd get whacked again. And, you know, there's been some articles that we've covered, some stories that we covered that, you know, I get so mad about some of these that I could spit. Now, and that's a Southern saying, isn't it? I'm so mad I could spit, right? Because we don't tend to use a lot of profanity, even though I'll be honest, as the human that I am, it hasn't been like, you know, I like almost want to, because some of these things can make you so mad when you see the injustice of these things. But even the injustice of violating freedom of speech, you know, is something that's upsetting.
Well, something like this, the reason that this is ridiculous to me is because I guarantee you that there are words that are on there that are not curse words, mm-hmm. and there are words that have been left off. So it's just, what if anus is on there, you know? That may be a cuss word to some people, but it's not. I mean, the word ass, if you use it in a proper mm-hmm. context, it's a donkey.
Right,
but it's probably on the list.
Right.
So it really just it's just more of the nanny state, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and that's why I talk about the alimentary canal from the mouth to the planet Uranus. I don't get in trouble when I go to Virginia. They can't crack down on me easily. We're too smart for that. TMB, take a nap, my friend. Go home and we'll see you next week, huh?
Sounds good, buddy. Looking forward to it, RSB.
Oh, man, so wonderful to be with you. Love to the whole family. Love to all y'all out there. Vitamin L flowing on the Robert Scott Bell Show till tomorrow. You know it, the power to heal
is
yours. Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.